On Union College Week, how do we make buildings more energy efficient? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, President of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Mary Carroll, Professor of Chemistry, looks into this question.
Aerogels are materials with remarkable properties, including high surface area and low density. Fabrication of these intriguing materials, which were first described in the 1930s, has traditionally been difficult. Our aerogel research lab is co-directed by Ann Anderson, the Agnes S. MacDonald Professor of Mechanical Engineering, and myself. As an engineer and a chemist, we bring complementary backgrounds to research in aerogel materials. Working with undergraduate students, we have invented, developed, and patented a novel, rapid approach to making these materials and have used this method to prepare aerogels for a variety of applications, from sensing to pollution mitigation to sculpture. Silica aerogels, which have a chemical composition similar to glass, are highly translucent and have superior insulation properties. There is considerable interest in energy-efficient building materials. Recently, we have focused on the use of aerogels for window applications in sustainable buildings. In collaboration with Professor Cinzia Baratti and her group at the University of Perugia in Italy, we have studied the thermal, acoustic, and optical properties of silica aerogel monoliths. Our work has shown that window prototypes prepared with monolithic silica aerogel are 2 to 3 times more thermally insulating than conventional windows. If implemented in buildings, these windows could also yield significant improvement in noise insulation. Although silica monoliths are not as transparent as glass, they have solar transmittance levels of 70% with high color rendering index and minimal visual distortion. Scaling up the aerogel window fabrication process for widespread commercial application remains challenging and is a focus of our ongoing research.
And that was Mary Carroll of Union College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.